Back together again, you and I chatting it up Monday style, February 23rd, 2026, on Connecticut Today, where we chatted numerous times during the show with WICC Chief Meteorologist Paul Piorek about the previous day's big blizzard known as Winter Storm Fern. Couple of more connections here with our buddy, our pal, in case you didn't catch him earlier, didn't catch him this morning. Paul Piorek is going over all of the accumulated data from this. And Paul, am I wrong? Because I was reading about this. So I guess when the word blizzard is used, that's what, a set of specific criteria that have to be there before you can actually call a storm a blizzard. Is that right?
And you are right indeed. There are three essential ingredients, if you will. Mm-hmm. Number one, heavy snow. We certainly got that. Number two, sustained winds or wind gusts in excess of 35 miles an hour. We certainly got that and then some. And number three, visibility less than a quarter of a mile for 3 hours, and we got that as well. So we checked all three boxes.
So, Paul, in the pantheon of Connecticut storms, as far as you folks look back, do we have any idea yet, and I'm sure the numbers will be tossed about over the next few days, is this a top 10, a top 15, a top 20 storm? Any idea on that yet?
Well, first of all, this puts us as the second snowiest February on record in Bridgeport. So that's something right there. Obviously, it also puts us more than 52 inches of snow for the season, which is very impressive. I would have to say top 15. I'd have to look into that, obviously. But, you know, the storms that do come to mind are the famed blizzard of 78 when the late great Ella Grasso shut down the state. You may remember that was in February as well.
Yeah.
And a little side note, I had begun my on-air career at WNAB in Bridgeport, and I did the overnight show and stayed there for 3 nights.
Wow. 3 nights?
Yeah.
So you didn't emerge from those studios for three nights?
Kind of like the groundhog. I didn't emerge for,
three nights. Did you have enough provisions for 3 days?
Oh, certainly. The late, great Tiny Markle, who was the program director, he made sure we had enough food and drink.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yep.
Having worked with Tiny a little bit, I don't doubt that. So you'd say probably 10 or 15. So it's not like these things don't happen. They do. They're just spaced out.
They certainly do. This storm reminds me a lot of the January 23rd, 2005 storm, which was a Saturday into Sunday. We had about a foot and a half of snow and the wind gusts in excess of 45 to 50 miles an hour. You know, very reminiscent when the snow ended, you would go out and you would shovel the snow and the wind would just blow everything back into the driveway. And that's what happened earlier this afternoon. So, you know, on a par with that January 23rd, 05 storm, certainly not as impressive as the February 8th and 9th storm of 2013, where we had 37 inches in Milford. But, you know, this one will go in the record books, no doubt.
All right, Paul, and finally, before we wrap up this round with you, did I see 40 degrees the next couple of days or not, or was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong. By the end of the week, we moderate in a big way, and certainly 40 not out of the question by Friday. Before then, though, the latest numbers have come in for tomorrow night and early on Wednesday, and we may see upwards of an inch of snow on the ground by Wednesday morning, so there may be more delays. And as for tomorrow, we're seeing a lot of schools now just shutting down for the day.
All right, Paul, thanks. We'll be back with you next hour to wrap it up. Paul Piorek there right here on WICC. As we have together, you and I wrapped up the storm today. We're just about out of it. The parking bans, the limitations in many areas, cities or towns, going to go on for another half day or day here and there, depending upon your municipality. So be careful of that. The plows, both the private plows, DOT and all that, they are out. And to put the capper on it one more time, he's been joining us most of the show today at the 5 o'clock hour to just go over all of the numbers here, the wind, the visibility, the snow, the barometric pressure and all this stuff. Paul Piorek joins us once again. So, Paul, as you said earlier, this storm, I guess, I give kudos to all you professional weather folks. You pretty much had this one nailed for a few days coming up to it.
Well, we do the best we can, Paul, no doubt about that. Again, going back to last week, there was a big question mark as to whether or not this would be near enough for a blizzard to happen. And then by Friday midday and early afternoon, the numbers came in, and yes, it indeed happened. You know, you mentioned the pressure earlier this morning. It dropped to about 2939 inches, and now it is rapidly rising. It is up to about 2955. And so with that sea pressure gradient, we are still getting the wind. We have a wind gust this hour in Bridgeport of 44 miles an hour, and that will begin to relax later this evening. So we'll see the wind begin to die down later in the evening and overnight, but still blustery overnight.
And I guess, Paul, one of the things that could have made this worse, I was reading and hearing, but didn't happen because of the ingredients. This was a mostly snow thing, right? Was there any appreciable amount of ice involved here or not?
No, and that's a great question. Obviously, there was no ice. We had readings in the lower 30s throughout the day today. And, you know, even last night, we had a morning low of 30 degrees. So we had no threat of any icing on the roadways, walkways, or driveways. It was all snow. It was a heavy, wet snow, a big difference from what we had 4 weeks ago, where we had a very light, fluffy snow. But the numbers are very impressive. In fact, as of this hour, we have New Fairfield, the winner, 20 inches in Fairfield County. In New London, Mystic, and even 2 feet. But the state winner in North Stonington, 26 and a half inches. Wow.
Wow, the eastern part of the state. Paul, a couple of things before I let you go. Number one, what is the validity of that rule that I've heard, or that old saying, vis-a-vis like 1 inch of rain would be 10 inches of snow? Is that true to any extent or not?
For the most part, yes. And again, it depends upon the actual air temperature. But generally speaking, about 1 inch of snow would be equivalent to about 10 inches of rain, right? So, or thereabouts. So that's a lot.
Okay. And finally, Paul, before you wrap it up here, we hear so much about this modeling, and this model got it right, and that, and the European model, and my model, and your model, and, you know, the Italian model, and all this. Why, why are there so many, Paul Piork, different computer models here? Is it that the designers of these programs, do they emphasize different aspects on this stuff?
Yes, they do, for the most part. That's another great question. So I remember the late Dr. Mel. I worked for him for many years at Westcon and Danbury, and he put a lot of the stock into the European model because he believed that it put all the ingredients in and gave a truer reality of what was about to happen. So they do use different formulas, and as a result, you get different outcomes for the next 7 days. And, you know, we saw that last week with the difference between the GFS and the Euro. It was significant. And what happened, unfortunately for us, was we did get clobbered by the snow and the wind. And the thing about the wind is it was supposed to abate earlier this afternoon, but now with that pressure on the way up rapidly, we're still seeing those wind gusts in excess of 40 miles an hour. And that'll pretty much be the story through this evening.
All right, Paul, and what does the rest of the week have for us as we wrap up?
Well, a Wednesday morning could be a little bit of a tricky commute. We have about an inch of snow on the way tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. So I know many school systems have already shut down tomorrow. By midweek, there may be a few delays with the snow moving in late tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning. And then by Friday, there could be a mix of rain and snow. We get milder with a high near 40, if not better.
All right, Paul Piork. Paul, thank you so much for your help over the last few days. We really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Paul.
All right, there you go. Our own Paul Piork right there.